This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Enforcement Directorate ED is questioning Robert Wadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Wadra, in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Wadra's company. Earlier in the morning, Mr. Wadra reached ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at more than 15 locations, including the residence of former Rajasthan Minister Pratap Singh Kacharyawas and others today. The raids are part of an ongoing investigation into the massive 48,000 crore rupees investor fraud linked to MSPACL. As per the sources, FIR has also been registered against associates of the late Nirmal Singh Bhangu for illegally disposing of the properties of the company and its associate entities. The BJP has urged the West Bengal Governor, Dr. C.V. Anand Bose, to intervene into the Murshidabad violence issue. A petition in this regard was also filed at the Supreme Court by Shashank Shekhar Jha, requesting for a court-monitored investigation incident by the Special Investigation Team. Meanwhile, ADG Eastern Command, BSF, Ravi Gandhi, visited Shamshir Ganj of Murshidabad yesterday and held a review meeting with the state DGP Rajiv Kumar and ADG South Bengal, Supratim Sarkar. ADG said BSF and police would jointly work to maintain peace and order in the violence-affected areas. Our correspondent reports large number of people from violence-hit areas of Murshidabad have taken shelter in the relief camps of Boishab Nagar in Malda district. In Jammu and Kashmir, a brief exchange of fire took place between terrorists and security forces in a village in Poonch district last night. Army's Jammu-based White Knight Corps informed on social media that the contact was established with terrorists during a joint operation with police at Lasana in Surankot last night. Additional troops have been inducted and search operations are going to prevent the terrorists from escaping. One army personnel was injured in the firefight and was subsequently shifted to a hospital. Further details are awaited. India's Hajj quota has been increased from 1,36,000 in 2014 to 1,75,000 in 2025. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said it is managing the arrangements through Hajj Committee of India for over 1,22,000 pilgrims this year under the main quota. The ministry said all necessary preparations, including flights, transport, Mina camps, accommodation and services, have been completed as per the Saudi Arabian guidelines. It said the remaining quota was allotted as customary to private tour operators. In Uttar Pradesh, OPD services have resumed in Lucknow's Lok Bandhu Hospital after last night's fire incidents. Hospital Director Sangeeta Gupta informed that OPD services have been resumed and all OPD doctors are present to attend to the patients.
ये जितने भी patient अंदर थे सभी को बाहर निकालकर और सरकारी अस्पतालों में भेज दिया गया है. किसी भी तरह की कोई जनहानि नहीं. अभी different wards में अलग-अलग number था 200 के आसपास. कारण के बारे में बिल्कुल जानने की कोशिश की गई. सभी सकुशल पहुंचा दिए गए. किसी तरह की कोई भी स्थिति कोई जनहानि नहीं हुई. अभी स्थिति बिल्कुल ठीक है और आग पे भी काबू पा लिया गया.
Over 200 patients, including those in the critical care, were safely shifted out of the hospital after a massive fire broke out on the second floor of the hospital last night. The U.S. government has frozen the funding of $2.3 billion to Harvard University after the institution rejected Trump administration's demand to dismantle its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The development came after the U.S. Education Department sent a letter on Friday with a list of demands to fight anti-Semitism on campus, including changes to governance, hiring practices, and admissions procedures. Akashwani Hyderabad Kendra is celebrating its Diamond Jubilee today. The Deccan Radio of the Nizam in erstwhile Hyderabad State had come into the possession of the Indian government on the same day in 1950 and came into Akashwani fold in later days. Director General Akashwani and News Services Division, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, will be virtually unveiling the Diamond Jubilee pylon on the premises of Akashwani Hyderabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.